God is good. We're in the middle of this sermon series called Simple Decisions Leading to Big Results. And it's this idea that we get so overwhelmed sometimes with the changes that we want to see in our life. And we all want to see changes. And we see people's best. And sometimes people are better in an area than we are. And it really kind of maybe frustrates us a little bit because we want to get there. We want to make that change. And what we need to realize is that quite oftentimes it's the small things that no one sees that results in the big things that everyone wants. So often the steps to get to the change that we want to make seem so big, but they're really not. They really start with some simple choices. And last week we focused in on just really getting focused and simplifying things. And how many of you were here last week when we talked about the idea of coming up with one word to kind of define your 2016? And how many of you would say you have that word that God has given you? And then alongside of that word, we challenged you to have a life verse to come alongside of that word as well. And for those of you who were here and don't have that word yet, your one word might be procrastination. And so the goal of the idea of this one word is to just get simple in our life, to really get focused and to really see what God might want to do. And so when we look at our one word, and my one word was listening, and there's just a God irony in this thing because I've lost my voice for pretty much most of this week. I haven't been able to do too much talking. And when you're not able to do too much talking, it really forces you to do a lot of listening. So God was saying, John, you picked the right word. That's an affirmation and a confirmation. And so in that listening, I'm discerning God's voice more. And discerning God's voice from my own voice, discerning God's voice from the voices of others and from the world, and spending more time listening to God and hearing from God. And when hearing from God, acting on what God is sharing with me. And so what we want to talk about is to continue to get simple and to make these simple decisions that will lead to big results. And so when it comes to picking our one word, we want to move through this process of talking about our thoughts today and getting simple. And next week, we're going to talk about our words. And then the following week, we're going to talk about our actions, because thoughts lead to words, and words lead to actions, and actions lead to habits, and habits really lead to and define our destiny. And so what a great place to start with that one word in our life. And I pray that that one word stays in your mind today. And if you don't have that, maybe God will give it to you as we're talking today. But let me dive into Scripture in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. The Bible tells us, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. So the thoughts, this idea of focusing on our thoughts, our mind, might seem like a very small thing, but it goes a long way in determining who we are. And this is an important statement that I've heard said once, and I believe it's true, that your life always moves towards the direction of your strongest thoughts. Your life always moves towards the direction of your strongest thoughts. Think about it. If you think you can't, you probably won't. If you think your life is going to be bad, it probably will. If you think you have nothing to offer, then you probably won't be able to make a difference. On the other hand, if you think you probably will, if you think you probably can, you probably will. I'm getting the little train that could in my mind, right? I think I can. I think I can. I think I can spit those words out. I think I can get there. But you remember that book when you were kids? I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Thoughts go a long way into guiding our life. If you believe the opportunity exists, then you'll probably see that opportunity in front of you. If you believe God is for you and with you, then you'll probably sense his power and presence. Your thoughts matter, because as you think, so you become. That's what Scripture tells us. As you think, so you become. So something so simple is the beginning of something so powerful in our life. I need you to hear that today. Something so simple is something that is the beginning of something so powerful in our life when it comes to our thoughts. And so we've done this before, but I want to do kind of an audit, a thought audit about where you were this past week. When you think about things, what is it that you think about? Are you thinking about in three categories? Are you worried or are you peaceful this past week? This past week, what did you think about more? Things that worried you or things that brought you peace? Were you worried a lot about your children or about your job or about your finances or about your health or about your voice and how that was going to be when you got to Sunday morning? Or were you worried that your cat ran away? By the way, if your cat ran away, no worries. It's a good thing. God is good. Or did you have, on the other hand, a peaceful, supernatural peace that you just thought on the promises of God, that you just trusted that God didn't fall off his throne when the challenges came? You found security in Christ. You found a calmness because of who God is in your life, and you just trusted that God has a plan. Where were you, worried or peaceful? As far as your thoughts, how about in second category, negative or positive? Negative or positive, maybe you have the gift of negativity. You just know what's wrong before you know what is right. And when I'm watching college football, especially my Ohio State Buckeyes, I have the gift of negativity, because I just know when the interception is coming. I know when the turnover is going to happen. I know when JT Barrett's going to get sacked. And I'll just sit there and I'll just be negative. So here comes the sack. Here comes the interception. And it's that negative moment where I'm just kind of in this moment, I'm not positive about the team. I'm just offering this negativity. So are we negative or positive? Do we assume the worst? Are we constantly discontent with negativity? If only I had this, or if only I had that, I'd be happy. Or did we spend the week positive, a thought life that was positive? When you walk into church, rather than picking apart everything, you see where God is working. Or rather than walking into work or school or whatever it is, you just choose to see where God is working. You say, wow, this is awesome. Or maybe you had a bad day, but you still believe that God is good. You still believe that God is for you and that God's got this. How about in the third category? Where were your thoughts this week, worldly or eternal? Your thoughts focused on earthly things. Were your thoughts focused on these worldly, earthly things, like the car you drive or that shirt that you needed to get because you got a hat for Christmas and you need a shirt that matches that hat, and you spent your time obsessed about trying to find that? Or maybe your image. You know, how many likes did I get on my post on Facebook? How many followers do I have now on Twitter? And I'm getting a little bit of a complex right now because I have like 30 followers on Twitter now. So I'm on Twitter. You guys got to check it out. Help the pastor build his complex a little bit. So I'm just messing with you. But that whole social media thing, you know, we get on there and we think, how's my image? How do people see me? How do people view me? Or do you wake up not with worldly and earthly thoughts, but with eternal and spiritual thoughts about how you can bring God glory and about how your heart aches for people far from God, and how you want to show the love of God, and how you want to use what you have to make a difference in people's lives. Your life moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And so what we want to do is we want to grab a hold of our thoughts and grab a hold of our mind, and the Bible's going to tell us that we can do that, and move them closer towards peaceful thinking, move them closer towards positive thoughts, and move them closer towards eternal thoughts. And the struggle is that in our culture and in our world today, with the friends that we have sometimes and the things that we see with our eyes, it can drive us to worry about this or that. It can drive us to be negative about this or that. It can drive us to thoughts about the world and what won't last and earthly things rather than eternal things. So let's dive into Romans chapter 12, and the Apostle Paul writes these words, and these are familiar words. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you what? By changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And so God starts with our thought life. Change the way that you think. Because if you change the way that you think, it will change your words. And if you change your words, it will change your habits, your actions. And if you change your actions, it changes your habits, which leads to a whole new destiny. Do you see how it's the simple decisions in our life that can lead to huge results in the long run? And so God wants us to get focused and get simple. So we're talking about our thought life. So how do we change the way that we think? How do I change the way that I think? And there's two things I wanted to talk to you about today. And the first one is this. Capture destructive thoughts. We need to capture destructive thoughts. Let's just be honest here. I mean, so many of us get stuck with negative thinking. And Pat talked about that at the beginning, about this idea of the word of peace and the worries and the fears that come in. There's a battle that rages in our mind. Consider what Paul says in 2 Corinthians in his writing to the Corinthian church. He says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And so when you hear about this word strongholds, you get this picture of a prison. And a lot of us, we have this prison in our mind because we're locked up by Satan's deception. I mean, picture a castle in a dungeon where we're kind of locked up with the wrong thoughts. We're kind of locked up with false thinking. We're kind of locked up with defeatist thinking, with the lies of the enemy, with stuff that's just not true, and it's just taken a hold of our thought process, and it's these lies that the enemy uses as his greatest weapon. As a matter of fact, Satan is called he's the father of what? Satan is the father of lies, and his goal is to convince us of stuff that isn't true and to get a hold of our thought process, because if he can do that, he can build a foundation of our life on a lie rather than on the foundation of the truth. And Satan's great concern is that he knows the truth will set you free. He knows that the truth will set you free. And so his goal is to get us to live our life on a lie. And so what God is saying to us is that we need to break out of that dungeon of deception and false thinking and demolish those strongholds. Now, demolish in the original language of the text would be pronounced dunamis. And from the word dunamis, you get dynamite. Dynamite comes from the word dunamis. And so you have this explosive power of God that allows us to take captive and to demolish strongholds, to demolish this dungeon of lies in our life that Satan has tried to put in our life, to be able to demolish those things, to take captive every thought and make them obey Christ. Actually, to build your life on the foundation of truth in our life. And the way that this plays out is, you know, we say, well, I'm a screw up. Well, I'm no good. I'm never going to amount to anything. No. You are a child of God. You are beloved. We spent a sermon series back in the fall called Who Do You Think You Are? And we talked about the I Am's of Scripture. And this is who God says about us. See, one of the amazing things that I discovered with my kids is an app. There's an app for your phone, and it's called Truth or Trash. And it was developed by a Christian couple, and this idea of understanding God's truth. And it's really simple. It will put a statement up there, and it says, God does not love me. And underneath you choose whether that's truth or trash. And so you would choose trash, and it rewards you because you're right, and then it'll give you a scripture verse to back that up. And then the next statement might come. It says, you're a special creation in the image of God. And you would tag truth. And then after you answered it correctly, the scripture will come up that would back that up. And it's just been a fun experience to share that app with my kids. And especially my younger ones, and we'll do that app together, and we'll talk about what's truth and what's a lie, or what's truth and what's trash, because Satan wants to trash up our mind. He wants to trash our minds with lies. Lies about how defeated we are, lies about how poor in spirit we are, lies about we're never going to amount to anything. And Jesus has so much more truth beyond that, that God wants to tell us. He wants to remind us that we can do all things in Christ, that we are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And so we're going to capture these trashy thoughts, and Satan is full of trashy thoughts. And he wants to fill you full of trashy thoughts. We're going to take these trashy thoughts of the enemy, and we're going to make them obedient to Christ and his truth, because your life moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts, and how we think sometimes and oftentimes winds up being how we live. So we're going to expose these lies in the face and the image of the truth of Christ. So that's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to capture destructive thoughts. Secondly, we're going to fix our thoughts on spiritual things. Fix your thoughts on spiritual things. We need to focus on the eternal rather than the earthly. We need to see the good things rather than focusing on the negative things. We need to look at the things that last beyond this life rather than the temporary. And that means we need to keep our mind focused on God's plans and the great work that he wants to do in us and as we see in front of us. So in the book of Philippians, Paul writes these words, the Apostle Paul, in verse 8, chapter 4. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Then the God of peace will be with you. Then the God of peace will be with you. Now, does it say focus on what is bad? Focus on what is horrible? Focus on the stuff that could happen? Focus on the stuff that's not going well in your life? No, it says fix your mind on these things. And when it says these things, it says fix your minds on what is good, what is true, what is lovely, what is pure. God is imploring us through Paul to think on these kinds of things. And he says those kinds of things and that thought process will lead to peace. And when he uses the word fix, what he's saying is you fix your mind on these things. And what he's telling us is that we have the ability to be able to fix our mind on these things. We have the ability to make a choice. Are we going to think peacefully this week? Or are we going to worry? Are we going to think about earthly things? Or are we going to be thinking about eternal things? He says, so take captive your mind in the power of Jesus Christ, the dunamis, the dynamite, the powerful nature of God, and take captive your thoughts and fix your thoughts on the truth and the spiritual nature of what God has brought into your life. Because as I think, so I become. And it can lead to our destiny if we're not careful about our thoughts. I remember early on in my life, and I've shared this story with you before, that I was terrified of speaking in public. And I remember when I got to college at The Ohio State University, and I was involved in a group called Prime Time, which is sponsored by Campus Crusade for Christ. It was a weekly meeting. And they invited me at the fall retreat that we were going to have, and there's usually a couple hundred students to go to these things, to be the MC of the weekend, which means I was going to stand up in front of people and lead between songs, lead into messages, do it opening statements, share announcements, and I was terrified to do that. And I told myself in my mind, I said, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can speak publicly. I can't do this. I'm not able to do this. I'm not good enough to do this. What are people going to say? I can't do this or that. And I remember when it came about. I just stepped out in faith. I remember going up there and being myself and just telling a story and laughing at myself and having other people laugh at me. And I remember that moment, this Holy Spirit power and this energy of the power of the Holy Spirit just kind of flowed through me and in me, and this passion came out of me. And afterwards, I was like, whoa, I can do this. I mean, I really can do this. As a matter of fact, I really enjoyed doing this. And so another retreat came along, I think the spring retreat the next year. And they invited me to come in to host that weekly meeting, that retreat as well. And that went really well. And then after that, they came and invited me to be the host of Primetime, the weekly event that we had that was sponsored by Campus Crusade for Christ while I was there on campus. And then in that process, God started calling me to be a preacher and to be a person that preaches the Word of God. And it's in this amazing moment where I believed a lie at the beginning. I believed a lie. Satan was trying to build that foundation of a lie that says you're never going to be able to amount to anything when it comes to speaking in public. Don't ever consider it. I believed a lie, but God demolished that lie, dunamis. He demolished that stronghold, and he changed the way I thought. And when he changed the way I thought, he fixed how I thought about my calling to be a preacher and a pastor someday. And now being a pastor just seems natural. Being a preacher, in some cases, feels supernatural for me to be able to preach the gospel in a practical and personal and passionate way. And so what God did is he captured those negative thoughts and he fixed my mind on the truth to now know who I am, to now know what he's called me to do, that God created me to be. And in that process, watch this now, that changed the course of my destiny, a simple thought that led to big results. You know, at the very beginning, if I would have lived that lie, do you think I would ever be doing what I'm doing today? If I continued to believe in that lie that I can't speak in public, that I'm terrified, that's just the truth when it was a lie, where would I be today? And so that's just a great example of when we take captive our thoughts, such a simple decision and a simple thing, that it could lead to a whole new destiny in our life. How about for you? You see, some of you are one thought away from having your life totally changed. You're one thought away from having your life totally turned around, and we want to change. But the challenge is, the steps just seem so huge to get there, but it is the simple thought for me. And look what that simple thought did for me. Just that simply changing the way that I think to allow God to take captive that lie and to expose the truth in the light of Jesus Christ that I was called and was destined to be a preacher and a pastor in the name of God. And that I was destined to be called to do these things. We need to fix ourselves on the truth of a good God and the spiritual nature of who he is. And you say, well, you know, you're a pastor. That's what you do. Okay, well, listen, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you can see that God is working in your life if you want to. You can choose to see that God is working all around you if you want to. It has nothing to do with being an ordained elder in United Methodist Church. It has nothing to do with being a pastor. It has everything to do with being a follower of Jesus Christ. Listen, it just matters what you're looking for. You can be a buzzard or you can be a hummingbird. And how many of you want to be a buzzard? They are ugly, they stink, they smell, they're nasty creatures, and they do nothing but eat dead things, okay? And you want to know why? Because they spend their whole life flying around looking for dead things, and that's all they can see. Now, there's a whole lot of living things going around, but they don't want anything to do with that. All they can see are dead things, you know, like dead skunks, dead raccoons, dead cats on the side of the road. Not that we would ever want to see that. But this is what buzzards do. It's their whole life. It's their sustenance. They feed and feast on dead things. Why? Because that's perspective. That's all they're looking for every single day. Who wants to be a buzzard? Not me. But how about a hummingbird? We have hummingbirds out back, and they're just amazing, amazing creatures. Aaron puts out a little nectar, the sweet nectar, in the little hummingbird pot, and they come by, and they buzz by, and we'll be sitting there at the table outside eating, and it'll sound like a helicopter just buzzed you when those things come by, and they're powerful, and their wings fly a million miles a minute, and yet they just stay in one place, and they're always looking for sweet things. They're always looking for that nectar. And now there's ugly things and dead things that exist, but they leave that to the buzzards because that's not their perspective. That's not what they're looking for. You will always find what you're looking for. Hear God say this today. You will always find what you're looking for. Be careful what it is you look for. Are you a buzzard or are you a hummingbird? You see, every day there are dead things to be found in our life, and there are also sweet things to be found in our life. Will we find what we're looking for? When you look for spiritual things, you will find spiritual things. When you look for the things of God, you will find the things of God. I remember a year ago, I had no idea what Shopkins were. I had no idea what Shopkins were. And then all of a sudden, my two youngest, Isabel and Elizabeth, started to get into Shopkins. And it is like a ridiculous, crazy, thing out there now. I mean, it's just huge. You can't find them on shelves anywhere. But now, every time I go someplace, I'm always looking for a Shopkin. I see Shopkins everywhere I go. I hear about Shopkins everywhere I go. I sit down and I watch videos on YouTube with my daughter Elizabeth because she loves to watch people open up Shopkins to see what kind of Shopkin they've got. And so now I can see Shopkins everywhere I go. Why? Because that's my perspective. That's what I choose to see. Whereas before I didn't see them because it wasn't a priority in my life. Now because my girls love them, I kind of see them everywhere I go. You know, you will always see what it is you're looking for. And so how do we focus on seeing the spiritual nature of what God wants in our life rather than the truth, rather than focusing on the falsities and the dead things of life? And what matters about the spiritual habits that we have? The spiritual habits we have exist to train our mind. And spiritual habits are simply like this: make God the last thought at night and the first thought when you wake up in the morning. You know, one of the things that I practice doing is praying with Aaron before we go to bed. And not only does it build our marriage, but it causes me to focus on my last thought on God. I talk to God as I fall asleep. And when you wake up in the morning, get in the Word. I open up my Bible app on my phone, or I open up God's Word, or I get out the Upper Room, or Daily Bread. And we have all kinds of resources out there on the table for you to get a hold of. And these are things that help us fix our mind and our thought on God's Word. And in those times, I spend time praying. Pray for a couple of minutes when you wake up in the morning. And a prayer can simply go like this: God, thank you for the gift of today. You know, thank you for helping me to be sensitive to your Spirit, and help me to be sensitive to your Spirit. Help me to see where you're working today. Use me, God. Show me how you want to use me in this day and in this world. God, guide my thoughts and guide my words, guide my actions, and allow all that I do today to bring you glory. You know, it's just a simple 2-minute, 30-second, 1-minute prayer that just guides your thoughts and guides the direction of your day and puts it into God's hands. And you start to see the nectar and the sweet things and the good things of God. You know, when you're driving along in the car, you know, focus on God. Turn the radio on if you need to. Turn on some Christian music. Turn on a sermon or just turn it off and just focus on choosing to see what God is doing all around you and allow it to renew your mind. And when something good happens, thank God for it. When something, a blessing comes in your life, acknowledge that God was the one that was a part of that. If your boss makes you angry, don't flip him off in your mind. Pray for him. You know, direct your thoughts, guide your thoughts in your mind. You know, you see a need rather than ignoring it, you meet it. Believe that God is going to make a difference in your life, and you'll see opportunities for him to allow you to do that, and it will give you spiritual momentum to change. It's all about our thoughts. Are we going to focus on the truth of God or the trash of Satan? I'm going to focus on the truth because the truth is going to transform my life. Because so we think, so we become. Because your life always moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts, and it's going to take our thoughts captive to make them obedient to Jesus Christ, and that's what it's going to take. And so we're going to fix our thoughts on the nectar of God. We're going to fix our thoughts on the sweet things of God, on what is pure, on what is lovely, and what is spirit-filled, and what is good, and what is right, and what is true, and what is noble. I will think on such things. And this is what God is going to call us to. So we want to look at one simple word that we had last week and now one simple thought. And so what you want to do is take your one simple word and form one simple thought. Now, my one simple word was listening. And one of the things that I want to make sure that I do in my scripture was be quick to listen and slow to speak. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. And so in that, I'm discerning God's voice and God's work in my life to discern more of the truth and to just take out the trash. And so that's actually my one simple thought. My one simple thought is, God, I'm going to dwell on the sweetness of your truth and let you take out the trash. I'm going to let God be the garbage man. I'm going to let him take out the trash, the stuff that Satan just wants to fill my mind with, and maybe he does for you. And you need to figure out what your one word is. Some of yours was patience or faith or strengthening or courage. You know, so you need to come up with a statement, a thought that just is there every day. Every day you wake up, this is the thought that I'm going to have. And every day when I'm getting ready in the morning, this thought I've been working on in my mind is I'm going to dwell on the sweetness of God's truth, and I'm going to let Jesus take out the trash. God is my garbage man. I'm going to let Jesus take out the trash. So what's your one simple thought? Because it's often the small things that no one sees that leads to the big things that everyone wants. It's this one simple thought that we can dwell on again and again. Because if we change the way that we think, it'll change our words, which could change our actions and change our habits, and could ultimately lead to altering our destiny and lead to big and huge results in our life. Praise be to God. I want to invite you into a time of prayer. This is the Garden of Prayer, and it's an opportunity and a time for you to be able to reflect. And there are prayer cards in front of you that you can list either joys or concerns, and you can